Today is all about real success secrets from one of the greats. Welcome to another episode of the Race Driver Coach Show. This one's quite late because I just got back from Thruxton F4 race weekend with Mr. Gray, and then straight away to with Ollie Behrman in the Silverstone British F3 test. So I just got back now. I wanted to do a show whilst I was on the road, but I didn't get a chance. It was a bit busy, a bit wet, wasn't ideal. So I thought I'd do it when I get back home. Here we are. It's nighttime, dark outside, and we're talking about the things that are related to you and to help you have a successful race career. And it's not from the F1 weekend. It's not what I learned from the F4 weekend or the F3 test. This is something I'm going to share with you right now. Part of my coaching is studying people that have got results that others would like to have. And then I decipher, I decode how these people got the results, and I teach it. That's what I do. Usually when it's the people I work with over the last 25 years or 20 odd years, whatever it is, it's learning from the people I've worked with and teaching people them skills. And it's usually mental. It's usually attitude. It's work ethic. These are the core areas to help you build to become a champion. So one-on-one learning as I'm coaching. Brilliant technique. Anyone who wants to be a coach out there, work with people who are getting the results, learn exactly how they did it. Do it for yourself so you prove that it works. Teach it. It's pretty much what a coach does. But also, when you're modeling people, like we said before, you can do it from a distance. Now, when I'm learning from people I don't even know, they could be ultra successful, they could be people I've heard of, but I don't actually meet them, then I just submerge myself in their content, listening to what they say, listening to their interviews, extracting, eliciting all I can just to get an insight of how that person did what they did. And I'm not into blowing up people's egos, putting people on a pedestal, because everybody's human. Nobody is this special human being. We just got to learn off the people that are doing things right. And over the last, it's been a lot of years, but over the last month or so, I've doubled down on a certain Kobe Bryant. And there's a lot of Kobe Bryant fans out there that'll understand this. So I've watched all his interviews, watched a lot of his games, listened to his what he's saying, his storytelling, everything, just to get inside the mind and to pull from him. God bless him. We lost him not too long ago, but to pull from him as many lessons as I can to help my drivers, executives, people that I'm coaching advance and get what they want. And Kobe's great. Even Michael Jordan shed a lot of tears for him at his memorial by saying this.
In the game of basketball, in life, as a parent, Kobe left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor.
He left nothing in the tank. He left it all on the floor. Something I don't see a lot of drivers doing. Most drivers, right at the top of the sport as well, will do just enough. They'll train just enough. They'll train just what their trainer tells them to do. They won't put the extra hours in. They don't go deep on the craft of really getting into how do I set up a car? What is the in and outs of a differential? How is it really the racing line around this corner, in the wet, in the dry, in the intermediate? Going deep into their psychology and understanding how to get the best out of themselves. Looking at when I perform at my best, how am I? How do I create that? When I'm performing at my worst, how do I create that? Now, going into my next test, what's the main goal I'm going to have for this test? I want to see more drivers approaching their sport, their motorsport, like athletes like Kobe Bryant approach theirs. Turning up, training this means, because it's hard to turn up at a circuit all the time. but training on specific things that are going to help you develop as a driver. And he said he trained sometimes from 5 a.m. till 7 p.m. And if somebody came along at 7 p.m. into the gym or onto the court, he'd go, right, I've got to outstay this person. I know I've been here for the last 12, 14 hours, but now I've got to outstay them. This was him. This is Kobe being the greatest, destroying everybody. Everybody who was ranked above him. At one point, he was ranked like 57th in the league. And he was like, right, I'm now going to destroy everybody who's above me. So he'd look at who was above him and I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to seek them out. I'm going to see why are they ranked higher than me. I'm going to study them. And when I'm up against them, I'm going to destroy them. It's that kind of laser point aggressiveness on you getting the best out of yourself that's going to get you somewhere. It's not going to a racetrack thinking of a lap time. It's not going to a racetrack thinking of, I want to be P1. It's going to a racetrack and maximizing you, turning it into a training exercise. Even though it's a race weekend, it's like, right, I'm going there to make sure that I develop the skill to do the one lap qualifying, to stay, or it could be to stay concentrated in the race, to allow myself to overcome the challenge, to lead the team. You've got to have goals. And I'm really saying you've got to have goals that are so process orientated and not results orientated that they force you to step up. And also they keep your mind focused on what's got to be done in order to get a result. That's something that Kobe was great at. So when you're training every day, not one off. I know people say it's good to relax, okay, you will anyway. You will get distracted by the phone for about an hour watching TikTok. It happens. You will watch the TV series anyway. So you'll always have time to relax. But the more you spend on the craft and get absolutely obsessed with getting each part of this craft, of your racing, as good as it can, as polished as it can, as conditioned, and keep moving it forward. That's a full-time job, by the way. Let alone getting sponsorship and making sure you're prepared for, you know, talking to the team and everybody else involved and talking to your management and opening up doors. Let alone all that. This is about you becoming the best performer. Now, when Kobe came to basketball really young, he wasn't any good. He was this gangly kid. So what he did is he knew he was patient, by the way. You've got to be patient when you're trying to be the best. He knew that he's not as good as the other kids that are out there. But he noticed what they were and what he was not so good at, like playing and dribbling with his left hand. So he spent 6, 8, 12 months just working on that. So even though he was getting his ass kicked because he wasn't working on anything else in the game, he just worked on that one thing, shooting with the left. Just so, because he knows that's a vital skill. Every single weakness that he had, he made sure he had a block time. It could be even a whole season, just working on that as the main priority. So then it became a strength, or it became a lot better than most people. Then he'd go to another weakness that he's got and really double down on that. So by the time he got to like a 17-year-old, he had all these skills and was good in most of the areas that most people were suffering and not very good at, were weak at. And he was a good all-rounded player then. How about you doing that? How about you really putting the magnifying glass on, what am I not good at? I know I'm going to have super strengths, or I'm going to have strengths I'm going to make into super strengths, but really get curious and understand what are your shortcomings as a driver? Are you good in the wet? Are you good at warming the tires up? Sorry, this is shaking around a bit too much if you're watching the video. It's all connected to the desk. Are you good at speaking to people? Really get truthful with yourself and only work on those things. Something he was amazing at, and something in the long game, because we're thinking long game, 5, 10 years, who you're going to be then, not just arriving at the scene and being this star straight away. You've got to put in the work. You've got to put in your 10,000 hours, remember, as a driver before you're good. What are they? Get two of them. Think of two of them now before the end of this video that you know you must improve on if you're going to win the world championship. Yeah, have a big goal. If you're to become the best driver in the world, what is it that you've got to improve and start working on today, no matter what time it is? even dreaming about it, even visualization. Is it that? Is it your mind? Is it your mental side? And talking about the mental side, who are you when you're racing? Another thing, another lesson took from Kobe after all this studying I'm doing on him. It was the alter ego, the Black Mamba. He became Black Mamba when he was playing. And he says, when it's game time, he's like he's in a cage. Don't go near him. Don't come near me. I will kill you if you come near me. Game time. He goes from being the family man, or went from being the family man, to the Black Mamba, to this absolute animal, savage warrior when he was on the court. All too often, I see the driver that's at home playing his computer games or whatever is the same driver I see at the race weekend. That's no good. You can't be an animal. Think of Mike Tyson, right? Animal in the ring, puppy outside. Now, anyway, it didn't used to be. It was a bit of a crossover, but it's having an alter ego when it's go time. And you'll see that there's some people on stage, actors, they become the character. And this isn't you acting to be a race driver when you stick the lid on or when you go to the track. This is you in battle mode. This is you having the mindset and creating this alter ego, this person who shows up at race weekends and test days. You've got to create that person. Public speakers all have this persona. Radio DJs, they become the person as soon as they switch the mic on or the camera on. Are you doing this? Are you creating your warrior that turns up and makes sure that you show up, or the best you shows up every single time you're on track? And this is it for anyone who wants to go to work and wants to be at their best. You can't be wired. You can't be on all the time, because when you go home, in the house, you can relax. But when it's work time, it should be work mode. You switch into something. You kick into something. You create that person who makes sure that the results actually are what you want them to be. You show up. So there's loads of I'm just talking as freely as I can here, but don't leave anything out. You have got to dedicate yourself to the process. You've got to leave everything on the court, right? This is you giving everything. If you really want to be a race driver, if you really want to succeed at anything, don't shortchange yourself. It's going to take a lot of work. You're not going to be good at the moment at most of the things, but you've got to have the patience and you've got to have the work ethic to make sure that you bridge that gap. It's all there is to it. And if you know that you've got to become a certain person in order to do this at the track, you've got to be in a different perception. You've got to become this animal, then create that person. Before you go there, do the priming. You know my priming, how to get into the mindset. You know how to warm up before you get in the car, but just create that person and go out there and execute. Your career, your life, it's far too important for you to just float through life dreaming of getting this goal, but not really becoming the person who can do it and not really putting in the effort to get it. Because you'll just keep running the same scratch record of I want this, I want that, I want this, but you're no closer. Get and do the work. Train and see how the results change. Push yourself every single day. There can't be one day that you don't grow and get better in some way. Now, if you constantly, let's just say 300 days of the year, just 300, you force yourself to grow. You put yourself in situations that do make you step up and learn and fail more every single day for 300 of the year. Can you imagine what that's going to be like in 5 years? What kind of person you'll be? How many lessons? How many people you would have spoken to? More people. How much louder your message will be if you do that? How many people can I speak to today? How much can I lift today? How much can I do today compared to yesterday to be better than yesterday? All these cliche things are there for a reason. You hear successful people teaching us things, right? And when I say successful people, I mean people that have achieved the goal they set out to do. Doesn't mean the wealthiest. It just means someone who achieved. And they all say the same thing. They'll come back to work ethic, have a vision, have a goal. All these things work. All these things are true. But at the end of the day, if you're not growing, if you're not actually taking steps and actions that force you to go forward or fail, every day, and you learn from the failures and you keep going forward, then you're going to be missing out. Dedicate yourself. Yes, take a look at a few Kobe Bryant videos on YouTube now to keep this going, and you'll get what I'm saying, and you'll pick things up, apply just one thing he says, and run with it today or tomorrow. See how far it takes you. I hope this study is helping you in some way. This is not edited. This is just me talking and rambling. So I apologize if it was a bit all over the place. It's late. Just got back. But I think you can hear the message. It's no more talking, no more dreaming. It's good to dream, but let's just start to put the work in.